Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to our show, Transformation Thursday. You know, I'm excited tonight. I was just telling our guest, Vincent, I'm going to introduce him, which I just did a little bit, but I was saying, you know what, it's amazing to have someone like you on our show. I'm excited because he's a relationship coach, and he's trained under Debbie Ford, who is an icon in the metaphysical spiritual world. Right, and, you know, she's an expert at, where she was an expert at coaching and teaching, and I'll let him share all about her. But he's, you know, he worked on himself, works with people, and super amazing at what he does. But I'm not going to introduce him anymore. I'm just going to bring him on, and I'm going to say, Vincent, I'm glad you're here tonight. And people are listening in. They're like, I'm so excited. He's going to show us some new stuff about soulmate relationships. And everybody wants their soulmate. So, first of all, let me ask you a question, if that's okay. How did you get involved in coaching and spirituality and metaphysics?
Well, first, I'm just so happy to be here, Therese. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you to everybody out there who's listening. It truly is an honor for me to be able to be here and to share the wonderful gift that I've been given, and to just to tell you my story, you know. You know that I've worked as a hairdresser for most of my life, and about 5 years ago, I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit different, but I wanted to stay within the same field. So I looked at it, and I figured that the biggest part of my career has always been my relationships with my clients. That clients come right. in, they tell their story, they talk, and they share who they are. And so for me, I figured, why not be a life coach? I've been doing it for the past 30 years. Now I'll just get paid for it. So I started doing some research, and I had read a bunch of Debbie's books. Debbie Ford was a New York Times bestselling author. And she had a coaching program that I got involved in about 3 years ago. And honestly, the work that, you know, I was presented has truly transformed my life. How I became a relationship coach was a few months before Debbie died. I was at a shadow process with her, and we were talking, and she had found out that I had not been in a relationship for about the past 15, 20 years. And she almost fell off her chair.
And wow, she charged, I'm falling off mine.
Yeah. And she just looked, she said, you are so yummy. And I was like, okay. And what I really realized at that point was that all these people were looking and seeing something inside of me that I wasn't. So I decided to go in to do the work. And also, it was Debbie's charge on me that you must do this. And I was like, okay, because I honor her. I revere her. So when she tells me to do something, I trusted her. So I started doing the work. And, you know, it's just led me down this wonderful path where I'm starting to be able, you know, the biggest thing for me is that where I came from as a child in my family, it was my responsibility to make my family okay. My parents had somewhat of an arranged marriage. I was the firstborn child. When I was born, I was born to save their marriage, which is a line from Cora's line. But that's true. I was born to save their marriage. And
wow.
I couldn't. They're still married, but they hate each other. And that was my first vision of a relationship, was two people who hate each other. And as I grew, I'm gay, and finding, you know, getting those feelings of, you know, being gay, not feeling right, not feeling that I belong, I've carried that with me as I become an adult. I've had some, you know, traumatic experiences, but we all have. I had a dear friend who killed herself. Years ago, my sister and I were very close, and she left for about 20 years. And, you know, I just worked with a closed heart. And I got used to being numb. A friend of mine one time said, I don't know if it's that I don't want a relationship or if I'm just so numb that I don't even realize I'm in pain anymore. And that was what I realized was going on for me, that I was so numb that I did not even know that I was in pain. But through doing the work, through being able to look at who I am, what I am, you know, how I present in the world, and to stop pointing the finger outward, because like Debbie would say, when you're pointing a finger outwards, you have three pointing back at you. So it's about owning who I am. And, you know, I just finished a course on healing your heart, and I'm now a certified healing your heart coach. And that process is about taking the relationships in your life and using them as a catalyst to grow. Because everything, everybody, every experience is for the highest evolution of my soul. I believe that at the bottom of my heart. So that
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, because somebody. Okay, here's the deal. Every relationship is a catalyst for you to grow. Give an example of that, because you, people are going to, and I'm already getting texts about it. And so how, what does that look like?
Okay, an example that's just really, really pertinent right now for me is that, you know, I have some really good friendships. And, you know, the conversation we're going to talk about is soulmates tonight. And I believe that we have many different soulmates in our life, that as souls, we have traveled many different lives together.
Right.
And these different souls come into our life in order to teach us the lessons that we need to know in order to be who we can be. An experience for me that's fresh and new is that I have a friend who I met, you know, quite a while ago. And, you know, we started out maybe a little romantic. We started out as friends, and we maybe got a little romantic, then we didn't, then we did. Then it's just this whole whirly kind of thing. But what is important for me to be able to look at this relationship and every other relationship is, what is the gift? What am I learning? And in this particular relationship, what I am learning is my self-worth. I'm learning my value. I'm learning how lovable I am. Before I met this man, I did not know that. A very, very concrete thing is that in my relationship with this man, I have issues with my body where I get very big and I get very buff and I get big and I get buff. For the past maybe 5-6 years, I've gained a lot of weight. I was very heavy, and I really hated my body. I hated myself. In my interactions with this man, that really, really came clear to me how much I hated the way I looked. And I tried for years to love and accept myself exactly as I am. And my teacher, Kelly, at the Ford Institute, said to me one time, we love you exactly the way you are, but you don't, so you need to change. You have the power to change, and I couldn't do it. Well, through my relationship with this man, I reached a point where I just could not take looking in the mirror anymore. I could not take who I had become, and I figured I cannot control very many things in my life. So now you've seen me. I've lost 36 pounds. I've been working out. I feel great. And I owe it all to my relationship with this particular person. That's one of the gifts. Even though we have a lot of strife and a lot of struggle, one of the hugest gifts that I have gotten from this person is that I have gotten my self-respect back. I've started to love myself.
I like that, and I'm going to give you a plug right now, and this is amazing. You know, he's talking about self-worth, and I know a lot of us women and men, we gain weight with relationships, or I'm not a food person, so mine shows up a little different. But you have lost all this weight, and he says he's not going to cheat until he hasn't cheated, and we've all went out, a lot of us have went out together, and so you look amazing. But is that something normal? It will, you know, the self-worth, not believing in yourself, not loving yourself, not being lovable? Because I think you've told me you loved yourself. You thought you did, but you took it. It's a journey. It's not a destination. You took it to a whole new level when you met a teacher, you know, because the Course in Miracles says, I'm your teacher, you're mine, and all of us are the same. We're all each other's teachers. When you met this person and learned a lesson about your self-worth and you learned to respect yourself even more, right? Is that what you
Yeah,
how you
and,
did it?
And what it was is that it's exactly what you said, Cherie, that it's a journey. It's not a destination. And up until, you know, I met this particular soulmate of mine, this soul who has traveled with me, you know, I loved myself. I accepted myself. I was exactly where I needed to be. And then when I met this person, we upped the ante a little bit. The universe said,
right,
you know what? You love yourself 50%. Well, you know what? It's time for you to shoot for 60, 70. Shoot for 100. You know, and unfortunately for human beings, and I this is something I work on, pain is the greatest catalyst for growth. You know, it doesn't have to be. You know, for me, at this point, I'm still one of those people where if I get into a little bit of pain, then that's my catalyst. So, yeah, I really did love myself. I really did accept, because if I did not love myself and accept myself, at least the amount that I did, then I never would, my heart never would have opened in order to allow this person in. And that's another gift, is that my heart is open now. My heart has been closed for so many years, Cherie.
That, I hear you. Yeah,
that,
wow.
My heart's now open. And you know what? No matter how hard it gets, you know, I mean, it was really important to me that this person be on the call tonight, and he's not. And, but you know what? I took that. That's a gift. That was a gift from God, because the God or the universe or, you know, whatever kind of, you know, name that you're comfortable with. But that was a gift, you know, and but I was also able to say, you know what? I'm hurt. I'm in pain. But I also know that this is for my highest evolution that you're not here. You gave me this gift. The universe gave me this gift because I can say it. I can say it's not okay, but you know what? I'm okay. I'm worth it. And I would never say that because I would never believe it. So it's wonderful. But when we're able to look at it, because as long as we're pointing our finger out, blaming other people, we're never going to get our lesson.
So I have a question for you, okay? Great concept which you're teaching here. So when people, your parents, they're your soulmates, right? Because they're here to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
With contrast. Okay, so the first thing you learn is not to be a victim, okay? And then look inward, okay? And this person that drives you crazy, pisses you off, makes you love them even more, is here to show you something. I get that. And they're all our teachers. And we're theirs, I'm assuming, too. And so the first thing that you do is just say, okay, they're a catalyst to help me heal my pain, right? That guy, that ex-husband, that ex-wife, that ex-boyfriend, that ex-girlfriend, that ex-boss or whatever is a catalyst that drives us crazy. The first thing that we realize is that's where we are to help us get to our great soulmate is to heal this pain within ourselves. Is that true? Is that what you're telling me? Because that's what I got.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, there's a distinction that we can use, too, that we have our lessons. If we're either affected by somebody or if we're triggered, you know, if we're informed.
Give me an example.
Certain people can say, for me, a very big thing is, you know, again, to use my closest example, when somebody says, I'll be on the call, I expect them to be there and to show up and to be present. Now, to somebody else, that might not mean anything. Oh, I'll be on the call. And if they're not, that's okay. Because that's not something they need to learn. You know, for me.
So that's your trigger.
That's my trigger. So I need to look at when something like, so what I did tonight when that happened, when I found out that it was not going to go the way that I had envisioned it going.
Right.
You know, I thought to myself, okay, well, what's my lesson? First lesson is self-worth, okay? I'm worthy. Mm-hmm. I'm worth it. But you know what? If you stop there, then that's a metaphysical mind game, because that's still being a victim and that's still putting all the blame on somebody else. Say, well, they're not showing up, so I need to say I'm worth it. Okay, but then where do I not show up? Where do I not show up for myself? Where do I not respect myself? Where do I not respect other people? Where do
right.
I not show up for other people? That's the hard part. The easy part
is to say,
you will not treat me like that. I will be respected. The hard part is to say, well, where am I disrespecting? Where am I doing that? Where am I creating the pain that I'm feeling? Who am I inflicting that pain on, the pain that I'm feeling?
Benny, that is amazing. Okay, so the trigger is that's your trigger, okay? But I want people to understand this because I'm getting it, the way you're explaining it. Your trigger is, okay, you said you were going to do something and you didn't show up, and that bothers you. That's your trigger. The effect
that's my
is,
trigger, yes.
Okay, that's your trigger. The effect is, where are you doing it to other people, right, and doing it to yourself,
yeah.
correct? Doing it to yourself is what, okay, that's the effect, and then the trigger. Got it. Wow, okay, so when you can figure that out, then you learn the lesson, we can move on, correct? Or in learning it,
right.
or it's a journey, not a destination.
For me, I continue to learn that lesson on a deeper, deeper level.
Gotcha.
Because
okay.
that's my lesson. Because I abandoned myself so long ago. You know, the little past life story is that in every past life I've had, I've abandoned myself. I've abandoned myself horribly. And
right.
I won't get too into that right now, but I that this lifetime is for me to be there and to stand up, but to also not perpetrate that pain on other people. That's the hardest thing. Because when somebody
right.
hurts us, we feel justified hurting somebody else.
Right,
but
you're right about
happen,
that.
But what's going to happen is when we do that, you know, Marianne Williamson has a great, great way of looking at this, that when somebody hurts us, because they're not giving us what we think we deserve or what we want, what we do by hating them is that we've put on a block. Because the universe will always give us what is ours. And when you meet somebody and you think that somebody is the someone, the ultimate soulmate,
right?
If we stay stuck in, but you're not, but you know, but you are, but you are, but you blah, 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 you know, and we keep blaming them for not being who we want, well, the universe has our soulmate right there, waiting for us. And this person could possibly be the last doorway. My teacher, Kelly Koso, one time said to me during a class, she said, why don't you go into a relationship? Why don't you stay? I said, I'm afraid I'm going to be hurt. And she said, well, what if you need to be hurt one more time? What if you need to be
right.
hurt just one more time, and then your love is going to come flooding out to you by you being afraid? So that's, you know, that's the way I look at this, is that when you have a situation and it's in front of you, get all the lessons. Get everything you can get out of it, because your good could be right on the other side. Your soulmate, your teacher, your lessons. It's awesome when you think about it.
I have a question for you, okay? So, and I'm getting people texting me. So, they hear. So, the biggest thing to find your soulmate is really looking at what pisses you off or what you enjoy about yourself, okay? Right? You know what I mean? So,
it's not necessarily to look at what pisses you off, but it's to look at the people in your life and to realize that you have many, many different soulmates. That your friends, your teachers, your coworkers, your clients, these are all people. I mean, you'll meet people sometime where, you know, people come up to me sometimes and go, I know you. I've seen you before. And we'll talk, and there's like no earthly way possible that we've ever connected. And I'll just say, well, maybe not this lifetime. When you meet these people, people come into our life. The quickest way to find your soulmate and to find love is to express the deepest sense of gratitude for the love and the affection that's in your life now. And
okay.
Then when you meet these other people, if you meet somebody and you're in an intimate relationship, or if you're dating, or if in a friendship, you're finding these struggles, to not blame the other person, to not always look at the other person, and to not use that pat excuse, well, I was just too good, to really look
right.
at what they're showing you. Because they're there to, because we're all becoming perfected to meet our true loves, to meet our love. So by taking all the experiences in our life, just using them to become more of who we're meant to be, then we open up the channels to receive love instead of closing. Anger and resentment and blame and victimhood closes the door. Ownership, taking responsibility, you know, looking in the mirror and saying, you know, I see you. That's how we can open up our hearts and to become who we are. To own all parts of us, the dark and the light, not just the parts we want to show.
I got you.
There's somebody there. Yeah, there's somebody there for all of us.
So you're saying, okay, I'm getting, I want to recap this because there's people that are just tuning in. All right, so you know, getting to know the parts of you, the good and the not so good, right? And quit blaming people for why you're so bad or why you're so afraid. Really take ownership of that. And once you do that, then you can say, okay, what pisses me off? What are my triggers? For you, it was it was saying, hey, I'm going to do something, then backing down and not doing it. And then the effect was, how do you do that to yourself? The same thing that you're getting upset at this person for,
yeah.
And how do you do it to other people? Okay, so that's the effect.
Yeah.
So once you do that and you're looking at your life like that, like for me, for instance, I hate for people to try to tell me what to do or I have to do it a certain way. I'm not cool with that. And so what part of me does it to myself or to other people? Then I'm going to understand and be able to heal that. I mean, I'm going to look at it as like a wound on our soul or a wound on our heart, you know. And once we do that, then we can move ahead. And then the second thing you told me is really own the shadow side. I guess that's what you call the shadow side, those that right, you know what I mean? That's the warning hair and the bad breath and all that kind of stuff. I'm saying, for instance, you know, or, you know, what we don't look our best when we first wake up. Well, most of us don't, right?
Here's an example. For
okay.
me, one of my biggest shadow sides is that I'm very sensitive. And people will always say to me, you're so sensitive. And I really hated that for the longest time. I just didn't want to be. You know what? I love being too sensitive. I love that now because that gives me compassion.
Yeah.
I can also be very direct. You know, I mean, I can be the kind of person that says, you know what, that's not okay. And it can be kind of, you know, the B word. But
right.
That's okay, too. So it's owning those parts. And I don't classify them as pretty or not pretty anymore. You know, there's like
okay.
a cruel part. We can all have a cruel part. And fortunately for me, that's a word that's very difficult for me to own. A trait that's very difficult, but I encounter a lot of cruel people. And sometimes my interactions with my pal are a little cruel. And I feel that he's being cruel. But for me, that's wonderful because then I get to feel it and see it, and then I get to see where, you know what, I can be cruel in this stuff. And the
right.
idea is to really, to not just look at it and say, oh, I can be cruel. No. To feel it, to look at, to get the gift that, okay, this person was cruel to me and I wanted to die. So where was I cruel to this person? Oh, my God, I made this person feel the way I feel now. And then to feel that pain But then also to be able to look at where can that benefit? Where can being cruel help? And sometimes there's people, sometimes tough love. If you have somebody you love very greatly who has a drug or alcohol problem, sometimes
right.
you need to be cruel in order to help them.
Yeah, tough
so
love, you're right.
Cruel,
I've had to do that with
cruel,
my daughter.
Cruel could also be good, yeah. Yeah, cruel could also be positive. So it's taking the quality and owning it and making it mine. And as long as we keep denying all these aspects of ourselves, we are never going to allow love into our life because we're always afraid. That's one of the things that you and I spoke about, too, is that you have to be willing to show somebody all of you because then they're only loving half a person and they're really not loving you if they're only loving what you allow them to see.
So you're talking about being transparent, right? Owning
yourself,
being transparent. Okay.
Let
me ask you this, because you've done a lot of work with the shadow side. I know you work with your clients on that, too, as well. I have a client, and I have a lot of these clients, okay, and I'm sure you do as well, but she blames her husband because he did certain things to her. He wasn't honest, he lied, and I have another one that blames his wife because she lied, she wasn't honest. And why did this happen to me? Do you ever hear that? And she goes, I would love to have a soulmate relationship. He's saying, I would love to have a soulmate relationship. And this could be numerous people, in our line of work. How do you handle that? What do you say to them? Because they're looking for their great soulmate. I know
right.
what I would say, but I want to hear what you say because I know that you've gotten a lot
well,
of
first,
people that are, super successful, getting through this work.
First, I would ask them what is it about their prospective partner that is creating discomfort within them. What is it that they don't like? And then very gently, because when somebody's in a victim stance, we need to be very gentle with them to find out where they might not be honest, where they might not. And where people get caught up is that they always think it's the same behavior that, it's like, well, if the husband lies to the wife looks, well, I don't lie to my husband, but does she lie to herself? Does she lie to her children?
Mm-hmm.
Does she lie to her friends? Does she lie on her tax return? Does she lie at the grocery store? So it's just looking at that. What is that behavior and where does that exhibit in? And the deeper the wound, the harder
right.
it is to see it. And this is all comes from some event or something that happened to us at a very young age, usually before we're 10 years old. There's some wound where we learn it's not okay to be who we are and we cover it up. And then the rest of our life, for me, I learned that it was my thing is for people to keep their commitment. Because when I was a child, nobody kept their commitments with me. And
right.
I am so anal about that. Like, you must keep your commitment. You must keep your word. But when it came to my diet, when it came to my bills, when it came to some of my behaviors, I did not keep my commitment to myself. I did not keep my
right.
commitment
okay.
to my bill collector, But I cover it up with so much pointing the finger out that you must do this. That as long as I keep doing that, I'm going to keep drawing into me people that are going to keep showing me that part of me, people that lie to
right.
me, people that are dishonest, until I can look in the mirror and say, I'm a liar. And when I can say that and own it and believe it, then I will stop attracting these people in my life, or these people will change and no longer lie. It's fascinating the way that this works.
That is so cool because you're saying it so direct. I'm a liar. I'm a whatever, a thief or whatever it is, right? You get me, so wow. So
yeah.
What you're saying, okay. So instead of, and you said in such a beautiful way, so gentle, as you said, because you got people who are a victim of an abusive husband who lies or an abusive wife who lies, who's not honest, who doesn't show up, whatever that case may be, they are doing it themselves. I get that, and I teach that, but the way you teach it is much better. That is so key right there. And that way, so you're sitting on the side of the bed, you're going, instead of getting mad at him or her, you're getting looking at yourself and saying, okay, here's the deal. I'm a liar. I'm a cheat. I'm not authentic. I'm not being honest with me. Great way you do that. Super. I like that. Very, very good. And when somebody's pushing your money in the grid. Yeah, okay. So then you look at it and you go, okay, let me heal this. And then when you come back and look at it again, you don't have to deal with it. It brings you a step closer to your angels who, you know, I don't know, I believe in angels bring you soulmates. And like you said, the soulmate, you get the perfect soulmate for where you are, okay?
Yeah.
And so, wow, all right, good deal. All right, I like that. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
So when you say angels bring me a soulmate,
they're going to bring the perfect soulmate, but it pisses me off, but it was the perfect person to open my heart and the perfect person to continue me along on my evolution. Because for some reason, many people have tried over the years, and I have not opened my heart up to anybody. And for some reason, it happened. And, you know, the only way that I am going to get the nectar, get the good out of it, is by looking at what are the gifts and how is my soul yearning for the lessons that I'm being presented. How will that turn me into more of me instead of worrying about, oh, you know, this isn't working or this is, you know, blah, 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 whatever. To just be able to say, where's the gift? Where's the gift? And there's a gift in every single experience. And it's so hard when we get into the more painful, like you talk about, you know, an abused woman or something. It's like you look at that, you know, the football player and his wife. She's in that relationship for a reason, and until she's able to find her gift, she'll never leave. But it's so hard because it's so sad. It's so painful and it's so sad. And, you know, so it all depends on what we're ready to hear, where our soul is ready to take us. And when the lesson is there, that means we're ready. When the lesson's presented to us, it means we're ready to grow to the next stage.
And we get that. That's so cool. Yeah.
Our whole point here is to grow and evolve and become who we are. That's why we're here.
Well, you said it in a cool way. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, you know, I got upset at somebody who I really, really care about. And he, you know, he said something to me a couple of days ago. I was like, you know what, I need to get upset at this dude because here's the deal. I always have me. I always have, like you have me, I have my two dogs. And most of all, I have me and who I am. And I realized that I need to get upset at him. He didn't do anything anyway. It wasn't his stuff. It was my stuff, like you're talking about. But thank you, because you showed me something that I really probably need to take it a step further. And what I got upset at him almost, but I stopped it, was I need to look at it where it is affecting me in my life with other people and with myself. Thank you for that lesson, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to sit there and write it out tonight. Do you write it on a piece of paper and then just say, hey, this is the deal. You know, this is my stuff here. You know, I he's not saying the right thing, and he's not doing the right thing, and I feel like he's rejecting me. And he over promises and over under delivers. You guys ever feel like that? You know, I've done that with clients and with customers and with guys and that I've dated. And so I need to look at this.
Let me ask you a question. What kind of person would do all those things?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I've done those things. All right, I'm just saying, right? You know, and a person that lives has some fear, and because you know, I know, I get it. Man, that's great. I'm glad you shared it like that. Thank you. You know, so.
Thank you.
You bet. You know, Vinny is going to, I call him Vinny Vincent. He's going to teach a class so we can really look at our stuff. And when we look at our stuff, then we can attract something that is wonderful and nice and easier, or maybe not easier. I don't know. But there's always lessons, whoever you're with. And so we're gonna have him to teach a class too. I'm excited about that. And you've been amazing and wonderful. Thank you so much. And I want you to come back on again and take it a whole new step, a whole new level. But you helped tonight. You showed me how to explain something that I wasn't ever sure how to explain it. You did it great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So looking at somebody else.
I'm honored.
You are amazing. So looking at someone else is not the deal unless you're saying, hey, that's in me, so let me figure it out. And that's a great what you showed us how to do. And new people, and instead of going out and saying, hey, I got to find a soulmate to make me feel better, probably you need to sit there and feel better by looking at your issues are.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Man, is that good. Oh, I've got this. I got to share this with somebody who's not on the show tonight because she had a business meeting, but I know it will help her. Really quickly, I have a friend of mine. He's amazing, and he has a casino. It's online, Lucky Paradise Casinos. And she asked me, he said, should we play and see if you win? And I did. I played blackjack. He's got blackjack, online sports betting, and also poker and various other games. And it's worldwide. But Lucky Paradise Casinos, and what I love about them is that they had a customer service that you could ask questions who helped me learn how to play. They also have a customer service who stops you and talks you out of not spending too much money, which I like to as well. And they also have Lucky Paradise Casinos where it's safe and you're always lucky at Lucky Paradise Casinos. And I said, I got to promote that because it's a great way to relax and you get excited because you feel like you win. So if you're not winning at Soulmates, try there, Lucky Paradise Casinos. I'm teasing. I'm teasing a little bit. But, Vinny, thank you so much. And our next week is Sunday evening. Oh, you bet. Our next show is Sunday evening at 8:30 with Di and I. We talk about, you mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to you or to me. And there's a law that says that he has to be attracted to me. And it's a law of attraction. And we talk about that. And I think Vinny covered a great deal tonight with his thing. So we're going to be sharing that on Sunday night at 8:30. You guys, if you have any ideas for shows, love to hear what you have to say. I know that this was a great, somebody had actually wanted to know about soulmates and emailed me about it, so it was perfect. They're listening in on tonight on your show, Vinny. And so we're excited to hear anything you guys have got to say. I know Angela, one of a client of mine, and she's also a friend, wants to talk about children and how they experience death, like when they lose a grandparent or someone close in their family. A lot of times these little kids are such sweet, sensitive souls. It's such a challenge. So we're going to have that on a show very, very soon. Transformation Thursday, I've got lots of new speakers coming on, which I'm super excited, and I'm going to put that in an email and post it on Facebook. Like our page on facebook.com/angelcoaches. We would appreciate it, and follow us on Blog Talk Radio, too, as well. They send you a lot of cool stuff and free gifts, and there's nothing like cool free stuff to make your day. And you guys have been amazing. Thank you for listening to us tonight. Benny, thank you so very much. Take care and have a great now, everybody. Okay.